What's up, A? Welcome to What's Up, A? It's the weekly show where we talk about Andrea Allen. Do we talk about her work performance? Yes. Do we sometimes not? Yes. Do we always talk about her personal life? Yes. I see the ladies, of course, on camera. You can tell they're wearing sunglasses.
It's a party day, baby.
It's a party. I was informed.
Oh. I shouldn't have bagged last night. I'm a wild woman.
I didn't know it was a party day. Should we party?
Oh, did somebody say a word? I think I'll smoke. That's my Hemda impression.
There's a word day. So it's if it's any day that has the word day in it. So Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a smoking day, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's 5 o'clock someday.
It's 4:20.
The brother love impression.
I think one time I tweeted it or something that it's 4:20 somewhere. And it was like 5:55.
It was the one time where it's nothing anywhere.
Yeah. Right. And somebody like legitimately wrote back, like, what do you mean? I'm an idiot. That's what I mean.
I'm trying to get fucked up here.
Yeah.
As smokers have to say anything right. And then we can smoke.
Yeah.
It's like being on Keith's show. Shot.
Right.
Yeah.
A
it's
word.
A time and I do the thing.
I saw, of course, Hot Mess Comedy Hour. They interviewed Hemda. And Hemda's sitting there, you know, tearing up while these goofballs have sunglasses. Look at those glasses with the, like, a butterfly. And
right?
Hemda's like, and, you know, I don't feel good about the way Danny left. And Lucas killed himself. And I hear you. And Andrew's being real serious with those glasses. I hear you. What the main
the
thing
Cheshire
is,
Cat agrees with you and empathizes with your position. So we've got to take the edge off.
They put me on Hot Mess Comedy Hour. First, I can't with the shades. I cannot.
I love it.
Are just too cool. But they put me on Hot Mess. For the longest time, they couldn't find what I'm a mess about. Then guess what I'm a mess about, Keith?
You care too much.
Yeah, I'm too nice.
Yes.
What kind of shit is this? And then they make me cry.
Your kindness is ruining your life, Hemda.
During that show, Hemda, you talked.
She threatened to tase me? Yes.
You talked about, like, you feel like you're going to become a piece of shit. And you're like, I don't know if my friends think, like, I didn't take the time to I'm going through stuff you don't even know about. I didn't take the time to tell them, like, maybe right now. Okay. I see you're fucking socializing every day. You're there for everybody. What the fuck do you think you're... I don't know.
That's
if
not
my
true,
pass
though.
Will be. No, I'm really letting them down. I just put together.
Am I going to cry again now?
Sure, yeah. You're letting everyone down, Hemda. That's what I say. I'm like, God, that woman never comes through for me.
I'm going to pretend something's going on that I just don't know about because, wow, this is a new year. No, I get it, a tumor and everything. This is something new is happening, though.
She didn't respond to a text once, and I'm like, you are it's more self-centered.
And she tried to apologize for that for an hour, but something was still off.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like I'm an angel. First of all,
you are an angel. You're a literal angel from heaven. Shut the fuck up. You keep being like, I'm not so great.
Yeah,
and because I'm not great, these giant pieces of shit that take advantage of my greatness are fine.
She makes me
we
sound
all
too
do
nice.
Mean things. You're not. You are too nice to your own detriment.
I didn't know that my hubby was going somewhere, baby bud, cute pie. And there was a towel and I used it. But I didn't know he was going to the gym and was going to use that towel.
I'm
so he had to get a whole
cunt.
New towel. He probably wondered, where is that? Didn't I take out the towel? So he thinks he's crazy by something I did.
You're a monster.
Okay, but my point
Let me call him up first. Make sure this story's okay to tell. Is it okay if I yell? Okay, very good. Okay, bye.
But can you imagine the people who dislike me hearing you guys now? Like, oh, she's over.
They should know they're assholes.
No one dislikes you. Anyone who dislikes you will die.
They're weird.
They should die.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Burn in hell.
You're a weirdo and you should jump off a bridge because I disagree with Hemda and I don't think
that's actually what happens with people who don't like you. They do end up jumping off a bridge.
That's true.
That's actually just fact.
You know what? That pleased me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Stop talking.
No, I mean, good for him. He realized, I was going to say, therapy doesn't help everybody. Everybody can't be sat down and educated.
Yeah.
Jump off a bridge.
No, don't do that.
He already did it. You know what
I'm not telling him.
He can't do it now.
He's not going to swim back up. Hi.
Lesson learned, asshole. I'm gargling on the old water as he gets new water.
You know what it is? I know you guys do it more because I'm about to be under the table.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrea only gets excited because she sees that I'm like nervous
I
right
love
now.
It.
We could have been done right away.
I'm done. I'm done being nice to shitheads. This is the new year.
This is what happens. When Henda says, don't say I'm nice. This is what happens, Henda. So you might want to take it in some days.
Mm-hmm. Here's my point, just to make it a little bit clear.
Uh-huh. Sure.
It doesn't end in fuck you.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's okay, my point. It's very weird. I get that I'm a good person. I get that like...
Easy.
But recently,
Let's not be crazy here. A good person? Jesus.
Wow, you turned these words around.
God.
I just feel like recently, I haven't been able to keep... You know, like everything is...
Oh, because you were buried under a medical crisis? You can't...
Cultivate these weeds?
Yeah, I can't... I can't keep track of all my texts. I know that sounds really obnoxious, but I actually
can't. Your phone's
can't.
Broken too, so
yeah.
You can't.
There was that for a while. That did not help. But now I know like there are texts out there that-
Floating.
I just didn't answer.
Guess what? Is this sad to hear? We're all good.
No, but it's not that.
Yeah.
But to keep,
everyone gets it.
But to keep
we don't care about the text.
But to keep friends, you have to maintain, you know,
a
level
of giving. You have so many fucking friends. What are you talking about?
We were just out yesterday with friends.
Yeah.
My friends.
Yeah.
You were telling ten stories about the taking control of a group of people on Andrea's show. But
I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying not to do that.
My point is you're out with friends.
Yeah. You're fine.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, we can always all be out with friends. It's It's maintaining the closeness.
Yeah.
And the...
Well, hug more. What
can I say? Agree to disagree. Insane person. Oh, didn't you just throw a baby shower for your brother and all of his friends were there and you guys... Put together such a nice thing.
Frittatas for everybody individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Marisette. Yeah, you're a real bitch. Pop.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know why you did that. But it's because somebody's going to have a...
That was for me.
Sure, you're right. Uh-huh. That was for you.
How many frittatas did you eat?
Mm-hmm. That was for you when you're in the kitchen fucking dying, yelling at Hennessy to come help you. You loved that. Entertaining all these different social groups. Can you just admit that you did a nice thing?
Andrea saw me melt down.
Yeah, she's like, baby, I'm like,
does she scream the sweet words?
Yeah.
The pet words?
And she's like, first she's like, can you just tell Hennessy to come over here? And I go over and Hennessy's like not, he's trying to talk to people and maybe not coming as hastily as it is required. And then like 10 seconds later, like, Hennessy, land, baby butt.
Snookums, motherfucking snookums.
And then I knew you felt bad about that afterwards. And I'm like, you shouldn't feel bad. That's I get super angsty during. Emily was sympathizing with Hennessy because I'm Emily's Hemda in ways that like I'm the master organizer behind things. But she gets to see the like freak out. Everyone else sees me being like, oh yeah, it's great. And then I'm in the back being like, oh yeah, you're 10 minutes fucking late. What is it? Oh, how's this? Everything just happens. Everything just happens. It's so easy and fun for everybody else. And I'm like flipping the fuck out. And she gets to see it. And I'm like, I can be mean to her when I'm in a bad mood. Cause like,
isn't that bad? That's so bad. That makes me feel so bad. I will tell you this, and I'm telling you this so that Hennessy can get some credit. Every April, everyone's like, look at you doing all this. Exactly what you explained. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Hennessy, I know, is in some corner going, this bitch. Just like, because I'm like, where are the fucking stamps to stamp people's hands?
Yeah.
Why aren't the stamps in the right place?
Oh, you didn't think of that. That's so funny. You had one fucking job. You had literally one thing and you fucked it up. And then, thanks for coming. It's so good to see you.
Somebody has a joke that like, I think it's either from like the girl side or the boys. I don't remember, but it's like not fair how the one side of the couple has to take something because you'll be like fighting on the way to something. Mm-hmm. And then like Hennessy says that I have more of this and he doesn't. And Keith, you've described this about me in the past. Like I can
shift. You're a bad person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can shift to the next thing. So I can be like in a fight with you and then open the door and be like, hey, party. And sincerely mean it and sincerely put that on the side.
Well, Hemda and I, we've had arguments before and then we'd have to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be like, you know, we're doing it. We don't necessarily have a set schedule when we're doing it. So, you know, let's. Should we calm down and get over this? And
oh, yeah. This is when we were like in a room by ourselves. Like we didn't have a 3 o'clock show.
When you broke up and we're like, let's do a show.
Oh, yeah. That was.
And she would say, you know, not necessarily that day, but she would say, no, I'm fine. That was that. And then this is this. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're a psychopath. All right, good for you. I'm still angry. All right.
Yeah, I can't put it aside. I'll just making little like passive aggressive snipes. And,
I won't do that, but I will be like, you know, well, I'm a baby. I need a literal minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seriously is on his face. And I'm just like, all right, now it's showtime. No big deal. And I really am. Like, if you look deep in my eyes, I'm good.
Right.
But then you let it build up and then you get a tumor inside your body because you're so fucking nice to everybody. And
tumor free, this guy.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. You haven't had a nice day.
I'll beat a baby with a belt in a second and I feel no remorse.
Hemda feels bad because when she sees people that are mean on the subway, let's say, she'll be like, you probably have a tumor. You don't even know it.
I gave it to you by looking at you.
I didn't even know it.
I'm a witch.
You don't even know it.
Anyways, so not the nice. Well, no,
yeah, you're the worst. I do. That episode was. I mean, I did bring up like Danny. I brought up things that I probably shouldn't have, but like, it did help me a lot to talk to you about that because that's something that I struggle with, and I'm trying to feel less guilty for all this crazy like emotional jumping jacks that I do to spare people's. I think that there are people whose feelings that you should spare and they, you kind of can like, and they're worth it. And then there are some people that I'm like, why am I caring so much? You're such a piece of shit to me all the time. And like,
I think I've gotten a little better.
Sure.
On that.
I mean, I think it's a woman thing. I think we're like naturally caregivers.
I missed the step on a little better on being a piece of shit.
On
yeah, I think I call more people out on this.
Oh,
shit.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Agree.
I think every woman struggles with it to a degree because we're naturally caregivers, but it's helpful to just say it out loud. And then like I was talking to Emily about it after the show and I was like, I feel kind of bad, but I don't feel bad. And she's like, I don't give a shit. And I'm like, all right, yes.
Okay.
Emily is a cold-hearted bitch.
It's so surprising.
And I love it.
Well, I thought about it afterwards. I'm just like, was that okay? And part of it wasn't. The biggest thing was that
there wasn't anything out of line, by the way. Again, I heard the whole thing.
My biggest thing was because we keep bringing up Danny here, mm-hmm. so I want to like kind of.
It was the first time something had been addressed, and it was kind of like seemingly.
But the thing is I did not address it with him, and I wasn't sure if I was going to because I know that there was something before he left, but I'm not sure. Like, I had not finished deciding in my own head if it was something worth bringing up with him or it was just a transition phase that just he and I were in shitty places and we weren't vibing, and I don't even know if he knows we weren't vibing, but I think he does. And so, I haven't been in touch with him about that or like much in touch.
And he hasn't been in touch with you though. That's the thing.
Yeah. So we both.
And you don't have to get in touch with me, to be clear.
Well, but I thought that we would reconnect after I finished going through what I was going through or whichever one of us or both of us or whatever. Because I couldn't decide if I was taking things personally or I was like new back on the show or whatever. Yeah. Or like it was just a mess for a minute, if we can all admit. It was very, you know, with me being gone and like schedules being
crazy.
How
would it not be a mess? You're a three-person team, now you're two. Well, how would that not be a mess?
Yeah, it was really hard. So I just fucking took a minute and I was just like, well, I guess he'll have to love me or not later.
And they would say, is there a vibe in the room? Is Danny angry? I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? I mean,
well, I think I would have done more if
he was also on his leaving. Way out. Yeah.
That's the thing. So I can't focus on having a better experience with him here when
checked out. And if it's like, well, if you're going to check out and you want to leave, then like you have a friendship beyond working together. So let's let it for this friendship. Let's just keep it calm versus having like a big, huge confrontation. And now there's kind of like been a confrontation without him being able to speak for himself.
That's the thing. Yeah. I would rather have spoken to him before I spoke about it publicly.
Well, sorry.
Yep.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, it's awkward. It's very awkward for me too.
Because now I don't know where to go with this.
I couldn't help myself because I'm a fucking emotional lush to say it, but I probably...
But the thing is I don't know if to get, like, I was not ready to get in touch with him, and I'm still not, because, like I said, I don't know how to do emotional ties with people right now, because I'm dealing with so much on my end. Yeah, you need to
protect yourself.
I don't think you're out of line. His last show was in this studio, he snuck it, and he had some bad things to say. So, I think everything's fine.
I think, like, also, with Danny, if he listens to it, which I'm like accepting in my mind that he will.
You have to assume, right?
Yeah. Then if he comes back with like, I'm angry, my friends were talking shit about me, I think then he's not handling it correctly. Because if my friends were talking shit about, not talking shit, but talking about a way that I behaved that made them feel really shitty, my reaction wouldn't be like, you bitches. It would be like, oh.
Well, that's not really fair, because your reaction could just be, okay, then I'm going to respond to you on my show.
Sure.
This is where I think, like, I would rather not go, and that's why I didn't want to.
Oh, I do. Radio Wars.
Well, I didn't want to start it that way. I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted to talk first, and I don't want to now, I don't want to wait to see if we're friends or.
Sure.
Like, that's. I was just having a time, and I couldn't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't fix any relationships that go bad right now. I just can't, because
you should,
I don't know how right now.
You are mean. You are a mean person.
Yeah, you are mean.
We get it. It took us a second.
Yeah, and we're like, you know.
Sometimes
yeah,
but we're if we in denial.
But wait, but if we didn't tell.
If we don't self-check.
But also, let me interrupt this, though. The show was about, like, you give people chances that don't necessarily deserve them. You toe the line longer with relationships that should be ended because that person's not respecting you. And like, I brought it up because it was a pertinent example of maybe that happening. Maybe I'm not representing Danny's whole side of the story, but like, from my perspective, there was a lot of bullshit from him near the end.
Yeah, but because...
And I can more speak about it from my end of being trained by someone who doesn't want to be there and is being really negative about the job that your friend is about to go in. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but also...
That's a fucked up thing to do. What's your excuse?
The excuse, I think it was a two-man operation for a while, and I think he was feeling a lot of pressure that we didn't get a chance to get back on track once I was there, because I was just coming back. So
yeah,
I thought
a fucking tumor, though. Like, it's a circumstance that you can't change.
Yeah, we've all been sick.
I yelled at Keith about my tumor.
I worked in businesses where the boss was fired, and I did both of our jobs for a year. And when
what the fuck?
And when I left that job, I wrote everyone a really nice email, and I trained the person who was taking the job on. I like gave them fair warning. It was a big workload, but I wasn't like these fucking assholes. How does that make someone feel that's trying to go into, like, from my perspective, it's like, this is really exciting for me. I'm entering into my comedy career in a really serious way. This job has the potential to help me make income, and I can be within my industry. Like, that's a huge deal for a comic, and I really want it to be a positive thing. And now I'm trying to train, and you're just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck this. Like, as my friend, put it aside and be like, I'm going to teach you this job. Best of luck. That's what a fucking adult does. Like, what is this excuse that you're in a shitty mood? I didn't do that to you. I didn't make you do this job. You don't do this job for that long. If you're so fucking miserable, then fix it or quit. Like, Jesus Christ. What are you, 25? Grow the fuck up, bitch.
He is 25.
Yes. He is 25. Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, that's okay. You are 25. Grow the fuck up.
You're like, list looking at like, what are you, 12?
It really pisses me off. It really pisses me off because like people are held to standards with this, and this behavior just like is so fucking gross to me.
Did you talk to him about it before you said it on air?
I've talked to him about it on levels. We've had these strained conversations because I'm like, what am I supposed to say? He'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm being negative about the job. I'm like, I know that it's been shitty for you. Like, I don't know. I guess it's okay. And when I wanted to take the job, he was super negative about it. And he would make jokes about how he didn't want it to work out for me. And I'm like, why are you saying this? You know? You're nasty. You're being a nasty piece of work right now. And you're really like, it felt way more like I wish bad things on you than like I'm trying to save my friend from a bad situation.
And you take this in with those butterfly glasses.
Yes. I'm a nasty. It's just like.
Well, I don't want to argue about that with you because
that's my perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
That sucks.
I had to dance around it. Emily had to dance around it when we were recording with him. Like, and we had, I had fights with him. Who do I fight with on like crazy huge levels? Who do you see me having long, crazy text fights with?
I don't know, actually.
Do I not keep good friendships? Am I a good friend?
I like you.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's so the opposite.
Yeah.
Kim to the nice one doesn't know she's a good person.
Yeah.
And you.
The cunt knows for sure.
You think you're great.
I'm the best. I'm not the best. I apologized to Danny for what I should apologize for. And I talked about it on the podcast. I apologize for being shitty at the beginning of our friendship. I genuinely feel bad about the things, and I express that to him, and I get this half-hearted, like, sorry I was negative. And it's like, you have no idea how hard you made that for me, but I tried to gracefully take it to protect you. The fuck?
I'm waiting for her autobiography. Every chapter ends with,
the fuck? And fuck this.
Fuck this also, chapter two.
Andrew's new biography, fuck you.
Hey, what's the thing that somebody made a comic list? A list of comedians.
So great. This is someone else who I just called out. I love it. I'm the call out kid now. It's my new life. It's the like, best.
What fights do I get into? I don't know. What's the one I just heard about 2 minutes ago?
So that's the thing, Keith. You brought up Robert Kelly on today's recording. Right. And I was like, and you know, this the stuff that you brought up about him that happens to me all the time. And that night, you know, I was ready. I know that he always does that to me, and I was ready for that stuff. And Hennessy was really, you know, I know he. I was ready for him to have his feelings hurt because I know that he misgenders him all the time, and mm-hmm. I know that he said he's not a real man. You know, and it's like, yeah, I'm working with this guy.
I'd love to be a lesbian like you and your lesbian wife, a man in transition who talks about it all the time.
So
it makes very clear and obvious.
So
that's the thing to not understand it, because Hennessy will not shut the fuck up.
I know, right? I get it.
It's a new video. I'm this now, mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, mother, your last video was fucking 5-6 million views. Yeah. I think I should do another one.
But
now.
Here's my why. Here's that chick you're banging.
Right.
Come on. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So he asked me, and I think it was a very legitimate question and from a very calm place. But of course, he's upset, and he was like, at the end of the night, and I'm beaming. You know, I never get. I did stand up. Like, it's a very big deal
for
me.
Great. I heard. Wasn't there. Sorry. I don't know why I have to keep saying that.
You were in this studio, so yeah. You totally get it.
By the way, it's packed, so just say you're there.
That's true. I was there. I yes. applauded.
What'd you think of my joke? Great, great.
It was great. And I said, that lesbian is great. I love that dyke.
And you know how much that sucks? It was the end of the night, and all of a sudden, I'm just a lesbian on stage, and I'm like, fuck, I just did that.
Lesbians.
I just did this whole thing, and I was reduced to a lesbian that he wants to fuck.
Well,
I was like,
everyone
fuck.
Knows that only lesbians can be funny and only ugly women. We all know that. You have to be a pig in order to be able to do that.
As you're going to like this next comic. Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me. Eats fish like she's the manager of the Fulton mm-hmm. Fish Market. Here she comes. Total lesbian.
As close to a man as it can possibly be as a woman, and that's how we're okay with it. Couldn't possibly be anything but a rug muncher.
So he goes,
please
like
use your words now.
She's about to do what she does second best.
Right.
Kenda.
Right.
Please munch this microphone like you munch rugs.
So
we're going to allow it. We know you can't help yourself, but to have you on stage, we're willing to take the microphone risk. Here she is.
We put a picture of a vagina in the back of the room
to motivate
to keep
her.
You focused. You fucking dyke. And you're hot though, and I want to fuck you.
And I would leave my wife.
Yes.
So, okay. So at the end of the night, he goes, why don't you say anything to Robert Kelly? You say something to
Hennessy
Jackie.
Says that
yeah,
to you, right?
You say something to Jackie Martling. You said something to Pat Dixon, and you say something to other people. And I was like, I ask myself that all the time. Mm-hmm. I asked myself before I went to the show. I asked myself before I signed that laughable agreement, because I saw a bunch of dudes on that
don't
lineup.
Don't call out Robert Kelly. I love him so much. It's borderline weird.
Mm-hmm. But I'm the only girl on the laughable
lineup
collective, right. And they're mostly on the aggro side. And I'm just like, well, of course, you know, at some point they're going to say something stupid to me, and I'm fine with that because every comedian says something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But he's like, okay, why do you call out other people? And I was like, I don't know. I choose battles all the time. I don't know. Maybe it is because it's harder to call somebody like that out. Maybe because I know I won't get anywhere because of it. And not in my career. Like, right. But I try to stay out of situations like that. And then I remembered, I was like, you know, Jackie made it a little bit easier by touching me.
Sure.
So then I exploded. And hey guys, I had to cry in order to, like, You
love that, the hot mess comic.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. It is my year of crying.
If you're crying all the time, you kind of like it.
Yeah. Are you a tear enabler, Emda?
That's the thing. It's like, well, I guess you have to get me to like really be upset. And that's mm-hmm. where I got. And so I'm not like, I'm not, and as I'm saying, I'm not that upset, but you know, I am upset, but you heard me after, like, you can't touch me. I don't know. What am I supposed to, Keith? As a dude, what do you want to say?
I do see different. And obviously, I'm the one who brought the Robert thing up real quick on the show.
I would appreciate if both of you guys just maybe not bring up dudes that I'm not dealing with at the moment so that I can deal with it on my own time.
Start a spreadsheet.
Yeah. When I go, hey, between you and me, that's the spreadsheet in my mind.
Oh, I thought you were saying,
bitches.
I'm here, you're there, between you and me, I'm talking. Sure, it's like, of course. And there's a desk, hair and a chair, hair and a lamp there.
Between you and me means that I'm not ready to discuss this, but I do need an outlet, friends of mine.
Yeah, you don't have to discuss. I did the discussing.
We'll discuss on the internet.
Right, I'll say it. And then
we all deal with our feelings.
And you smoke up.
Time for medicine. I don't know what to tell you guys.
No, I mean, I
do see a difference between I'm the one who brought it up, so I'm not defending anybody, but I do see a big difference between a Pat Dixon, a Jackie Martling, and Robert Kelly making an insensitive lesbian joke because he's the badass that just says shit.
I think
what if it was your wife, just for a second? What
there's
if it
no
was
different.
Your if
there's,
it was your wife and he kept saying what a lesbian she looked like, and that's not a girl haircut because she has short hair and she's not really a woman, you're fucking a dude. Like,
no, there's
you
know no what? Difference.
It's,
I know.
It's a weird. Sorry, it's a weird. You can't really actually. I take that back.
Shit.
Because
I wasted thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that's not fair because your wife is not having.
Annie Letterman has said to me, like, well, you know, something about being gay and she has a short haircut and you like her because she's a boy. Something like that. Like, okay.
She's not actually trans and hasn't had to deal with it her whole life. You
no,
know what I mean?
I like, get it.
Right.
I get it. But, yeah, I do see a difference. Like, I would talk to Robert again. Unless you think that's out of line. I would never talk to Jackie or Pat again, ever.
Well, I'm glad you see a line that I'm not fully familiar with.
You know the line.
You know the line. Or you would have done it. Or you would have said, fuck this guy. I don't care what team we're on.
It's weird because like as a woman, there is a line, but it's very much based on like your intuition of is this person really bad or like are they just misinformed and they need to evolve a little bit better and is it worth it for me to get into a conflict? Like there's a lot of it, like
so much math.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know the right thing. You do because you've made the conscious choices and the guys that are creeps, we have called out, you know?
I hope so.
And you've given them chances and thought about it. And I understand like
part of it is very selfish.
What's your reputation? You're trying to navigate in a career that is reputation based. It's about networking. If these guys don't like you, then they might say to someone who you might work with. And then
it just makes my life hell one way or another.
Sure.
And I take it like Pat Dixon. That was hard.
Sure.
He was way in our life. He was in all the circles of all the friends. I was definitely going to run into. That was very hard. And you're right. I guess it hit a line. And I just get nervous that like the line is for my benefit only. But that's bullshit.
It's not for your benefit.
It's never
though.
Been for my benefit. Calling anybody out has never helped me.
Sure, I'm going to get in big trouble for what I just said.
The only thing that helped me was that other people were like, thank you so much. I can't say anything. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
There are people I'm in a better position for, and then there are people who are in a better position for me for the other people. Do you know what I mean? So I'm taking some of them, and I can't take it all.
Yeah. I think with Robert, it's like, you're misinformed. That's a shame. And hopefully you...
That's willful ignorance.
And hopefully you decide to be better. I understand. But like, I like Robert too, and it's shitty to hear that he did that. Am I surprised that he did that? Not really.
No,
he brings
not.
Up my like looks or fuckability basically every time I see him.
Mm-hmm. Humble brag.
I know, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I could fuck Robert Kelly. Oh my god. Ooh, so exciting. Gotta bounce off that fucking bouncy castle of a body. Jesus. Bling. Oh god, I'm gonna get ousted from this industry. One man at a time.
Let's just.
He talks about being fat, to be fair.
Oh, no. This is the kind of thing like
I didn't even get what you meant.
Oh, I was talking about his huge gut. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I think for this maybe this is the difference. He'll hear this and just go, yeah, you have a big nose. You're a tall giraffe. Like, and then, and I'd be fine with that.
Yeah,
you
he know? Calls, he, be, yeah. People call me manly on stage because I'm tall. I don't care. We pick on each other. It's fine. But like when you're being a fucking, when it's deep in your core that you're a fucking weird creep, you can tell the difference.
Right.
You really can.
Regarding Pat or jacket, yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. You're it's
wonderful,
you're gross.
These degrees of hate. No, that's not a bad enough degree of hate. I'll wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll wait till it gets enough.
Yeah, well, how did Pat Dixon get to where he was in my fucking hate? It was just a little bit, then a little bit more.
He was a freak show to you at the Creek, too, once. Yeah. Getting super angry about you playing the piano or something weird. Yeah. It was just like, you're losing your mind, man.
Yeah. But for a while, Keith, I was telling you about him, and I'm just, and we just kind of distance ourselves from him. The last thing I want to do is call them out. But
and it's almost like, but the people we call out, they make you.
Yeah.
Also, like they make you.
Mm-hmm. You know what people said to me after Pat Dixon? Why didn't you email him personally? And I was like, oh, you think I just turned into a shithead? Is that what you thought? Every well, time you see me, you're like, oh, wow, you're one of the nicest people in the industry.
Right.
That's what people call me. I'm pretty sure I have this reputation for being a nice person.
A bitch. I'm sorry. What did you say?
But somehow when it came to Pat Dixon, I just turned evil.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be like I must have been having my period. Like, how come you believe me about everybody else, but I didn't give Pat a chance? Emails were sent. He literally cornered people. He was
weirdly
a fucking
getting
creep.
People to turn around like some sort of creep.
He's been in our houses, and then it did upset me to go on Legion of Skanks, and then Louis J. Gomez, who I don't mind as a person, but hey, you know, what do I know?
Yeah,
you know, I'm not in the community.
I'm sure you could unearth some shit.
it's like, oh, so that's your boy, and you just turned on him? It's like, did I? So just think about what you just said.
Yeah,
My boy, meaning my friend. He's been in my house, and I just turned on him. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah.
How come when you don't want to believe it, I don't get the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah,
because you know what
that
means.
It's inconvenient for you to believe it.
Yeah, it
hurts.
That's
the problem.
It was inconvenient for us to believe it.
Yeah,
it hurts.
Quite frankly,
so much.
It sucks.
Hurts so much.
Yeah.
This is all of these things are like breakups to me. Like these people mean something to me.
Yeah, you lose a friend. You have memories, and now it's all like weirdly shitty because you look back at it and were you shitty the whole time.
And on top,
I'm not saying like me and Jackie Marling were best friends, but. We're at his house.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All
right. So this creep, this fucking creep, he goes by Vegan Jewels.
Okay.
You know, he's trying to get that Brooklyn pussy, right? And so he makes...
Vegan Jewels women power.
Yeah, exactly. Male feminist 6969.
/ I'm with her.
Yeah. I'm in her. So he made... This guy is, to be clear, not like... Oh, a good comedian. He barely makes sense when he goes on stage. He's always making weird rape jokes or like long monologues that make no fucking sense. So he made a list of 200 stand-ups who were like the best in New York, right?
That's a lot of people.
Below it, there was a list that said Radar, and then he made this whole like, well, this is why you're on there, like qualifying factors, blah blah blah. Hilarious.
Like a map with
a ledger, like attractiveness, originality, intelligence. I'm good, thank you. And it's
kind of sorry, 1 second, Pusher Man. We're good. We're telling the story. Thank you.
But FYI, I was being subtle, and you guys just said no, thank you into the microphone.
No, thank you for your drugs. It's 420 nowhere. So he writes this preposterous list. I'm in the top 200. I will admit.
Congrats.
But
that is Brooklyn
pussy. He's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck him now. Put me on your Word document that you posted online.
You know that
fucking creep.
He had to think this, by the way. It's like this one's gonna be in.
Oh yeah, he totally. He's like, I'm gonna do it, and then all these girls are gonna like know that I appreciate them for their craft. Yeah. But really, what's gonna happen? I'm gonna fuck them all.
I know I can't write a women's only list. That would be wrong.
But I can include at least 20 who are all conveniently ones that I also sexually harass. So he puts this fucking list up, and then
why do comedians fuck with other comedians?
I don't know.
All they do is talk.
It's crazy. We're shit talkers. Look, I just
fuck with lesbians. Excuse me. Fuck with librarians.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I said the same word.
I just threw Danny Hatch under the bus on a VIP show. I'll do anything. I'm a fucking monster. So So he puts this list up, and then he has a separate list below that says radar, and that's what's hilarious about it, because on the radar list, there's Joe Zimmerman, there's Blair Psaki,
people
who are TV credited.
They're on his radar.
They're on his radar. Yeah, okay. And on radar it was like, keep trying, like really, like you're impress there, me. You're in the club, but like you're not quite. Oh, I'm so glad. You fucking maniac. And on the list is like this guy that does mushrooms and like sleeps on the creek floor. I'm like, yeah, you're right. He's better than Blair Psaki, you fucking maniac. So I saw this and someone messaged me.
I want to date Andrea for 3 months and see how it goes.
I'm so nice. You can never tell.
I just hung up on you. Sorry.
I'm upset. So he posted this list, and then someone messaged me being like, did you see Vegan Jules' list? I blocked him because he's a creep. Mm. And I'm like, no, I didn't. He sent it to me. And then he's like, did you hear that? What he said to Mary? He made a comment about one girl who was on the list, Mary, who's a friend of mine. He's like, he made a comment about her, and then apparently he followed her between two mics. He followed her home. He asked for a hug. Like, really creepy behavior. This people creep on this girl all the time. For some reason, the same creeps that creep on her creep on me. Like, we're really aggressive, and I think that type of creep like likes that. Whoa. It's like, ooh. And so I posted.
Holy shit. Keith, can you imagine being a woman? Does this not sound terrifying?
Attractive. Oh, terrifying. Oh my God. Sounds I thought you meant fun.
So I post.
Following you home.
I posted on Facebook.
But can a man just ask for a hug? What the fuck?
By your home.
You never ask for a handshake. Why would you ask for a
I
hug?
Can I just press your tits against my body?
Oh, I almost just threw up.
You know these guys. Yeah, I've seen it. Can I get a hug? It's the Billy Bush tape we played. Can I get one?
Get in here for daddy, you fucking weirdo. So I posted in response, because I'd had enough. I said, so blessed to be a part of Vegan Jules' ridiculous stand-up list. It's almost as exciting as when he asked me out on the train. I said no, and he said, please. Or when he put a latex glove in my bag when I wasn't looking, and my friend Sam Rose had to tell me after the fact. This truly happened. I had my bag open and I'm like, I wasn't looking, and he put a latex glove where he got it from. I'm sure it was up his ass or something fucking weird.
He was at the doctor's and stole 12. And
yeah.
Who knows what he's doing?
Jerking off into the fingers and leaving it. Whatever. I didn't even touch him. I'm like, I'm not touching this fucking. Right. I'm burning this bag. And
I shit in bags when the toilet's broken.
Sure, exactly. I know what people do.
She could have used it.
Right? It's my new toilet. And so when I wasn't looking, he's a fucking creep, and I'm only not tagging him because I deleted him. He harasses women in our community. Please don't pay attention to him. Boom!
Now.
That's amazing.
With that said,
mm-hmm.
What number were you?
I was
a little
one,
jealous.
I was, you know,
you're
what?
Below 100. It sounds like
no. It sounds like above.
Let's see where I was. 100. On the list.
Wait, let's guess where he put her. Okay,
she started with
it's
one.
It's out of 200, and let's just say I'm not in the top 100.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, so
I would say okay, 148. That's what I was saying also.
The kicker to these is though, even though he's a fucking weirdo, is that you can't help it but look. All right, who's above me and below me?
That's what he wants you to do.
That's what he wants. And I said, don't pay attention to him. But now, may I pull out the list?
Please. Now, I say 148 because she can't be in the top 100. Who the fuck do you think you are?
But yeah, I mean,
never dated me.
But she can't be too close to 200 because you want, you know.
That's almost, that's worse than not even being, I'd rather be on the radar.
Oh, right, you think right. So? Like, you're, right. You know, you, that's true. Hold on, I got to find this.
Yeah, so he's like 148 amongst who, though, Andrea?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, I am beating out. Okay, hold on, here it is. This is so great. Okay, top 100 North and West Brooklyn and East Village stand-up comedians. So,
very
it is
niche.
Locationally based.
Wow, there are a lot of comedians.
So no Astoria one.
5/13/12 to 5/13/17.
Sorry, he tried, but it was overwhelming.
Yes.
I'm going to include Astoria. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Are you naming addresses? Zip codes?
No. This is the date in which this list falls.
Oh, okay.
May 13, 2012.
From 23rd Street down to the Bowery.
But to be clear, next year he has a whole different list.
I'm going to be off this list, guys. And I don't know. This is a big thing. This is an opportunity that I'm turning down.
First, you got to finger fuck his ass, and then he'll consider you.
Well, how's he going to know if you're funny?
That's very true. I make you laugh with my south mouth. Okay, so Weighted to Current by Vegan Jules.
Yes.
Okay, so let's
see. He got a byline.
Mm-hmm. But it's vegan.
You have to earn those, right.
I'm surrounded by women. I am mm-hmm. 173.
Okay.
I am surrounded by Julia Clare and Rachel Dry. Kelsey Crane's below us. Fucking loser. Ennio Bong. Mike Racine is below me. I love that. He's a fucking loser.
You know what?
He put himself on the list.
What do you mean?
He put himself on the list. He's 192.
Oh,
he's put himself on the list.
He's got to be honest.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then, okay.
Is Mike Racine a bad person?
Yes.
Is it a shame that he's so funny?
He's funny in person. I thought his Comedy Central half hour blue balls.
Okay.
And it is a shame because he's always been mean to me. Every single time he sees me, he nags me. The second time that I went up at Caroline's, we were on a show together, and he goes, "Go, you're on the lineup? Oh, make sure you don't walk people," right when I'm about to go on stage.
I heard bad things about him.
I'm like, I understand like bullying, but I'm like, you're mean to me every time. This isn't like an exception to the rule. Like, right. Oh, I'm usually nice to you.
We usually have fun, but now you're doing a little ball busting.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're always mean to me.
No, right. He means that. And also he...
of course he means that. I know he means that. And I know in his head.
He has crossed the line with at least one person I know.
Yeah, he can suck my dick.
Oh, sexually. Sensually.
Hitting on. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, I see you and you're gross. And no, you didn't rape me. And no, you didn't like take me back to your place and get like whatever. It's fucking quote subtle enough that what am I going to say to people? But you're a fucking creep.
Okay. Do you want to know who's on his radar?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who's on his radar?
Colin Quinn.
Yes.
I hope this Louis is worth C.K. your fucking VIP. Louis C.K. is on his list.
No, that'd be so funny.
Louis C.K. lives in a different zip code.
That's true. He's a Manhattan comic, and that's different. Oh, Petey's on his radar. That's good.
Petey Diabru.
Oh, just radar.
He's on his radar.
Okay.
I'm watching you, Pete-ster.
Anthony DeVito, who just got past at the Cellar and was on Late Night. He's on his radar, baby.
And just got his half hour.
Hey, you keep working hard, and you could move from radar to the top. Listen.
200.
Yeah.
Can we just mention super quick how great Petey was here the other day doing the...
It's hilarious.
So good.
He's crazy funny.
He is. And super nice person. Uh-huh. Like a real nice person. Is obviously has made a decision that if he's a nicer person, he's going to live a nicer life and he's in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If I was a woman, I would marry him.
I would.
You're marrying everybody. So you're dating for 3 months. You're marrying Petey.
Well, 3 months is going to be over. It's going to be like that.
Sure.
It'll feel like fucking forever.
Yeah. It's going to be. Oh, Emily's on the radar. Oh, shit. Emily's on the radar and I'm on the main list.
Still feels good.
Feels so good. Love it.
Well, she just goes through life and you're a go-getter.
Yeah, I'll screenshot it and send it to her later and say,
what an asshole this guy
vegan
is.
Vegan Jules thinks that maybe you should try harder. Let's see. Marie Faustin. Sure, she's on the radar.
Okay.
Case.
She's the one that won that. Was she in that Caroline's thing? Or
yeah, she's Sydney Washington's like partner who runs a show. She's also been on TV.
Right.
She's hilarious.
Yeah. She's hilarious. Yeah.
She's gonna make it. Whatever. I hate saying make it, but
She's on the radar, right?
She's on Vegan Jules' radar. Justy Dodge on the radar. Okay. She has been doing stand up for way longer than I have. But
she opens for Bonnie McFarlane.
Does she want to fuck her face? That's the question.
Right.
Yeah.
On the radar.
On the radar.
Yeah.
Keep trying, people.
I don't like when they use fake names like Vegan Jules. What if I meet this guy and I like
him? You're not going to like, he's weird as hell.
Okay.
He smells weird. He acts weird. He puts gloves in people's bags.
You had him at Smells Weird.
Yeah. He's bizarre. But I am doing well. This is what I've been working for.
My God.
And I post another thing. This is what I'm going to do. This is the year of being a bitch. I love it. New game. I post once a day details of who's been a creep to me and tag them. Who wants to play?
Oh, I like that.
All right. I won't do it. I won't do it unless it's like been 100%. You're such a creep. You've made me feel uncomfortable. Yes.
I like it. And you know what's going to happen? I don't know if this is what you mean. These guys will...
try to get on that creep list. This is the New York's top 200 creeps.
Not necessarily try to be it, but they'll say like, but I'm not on that list. And you'll be like, are you why would you write?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Because I remember on this very show, you said things like that. Like, I forget what it was. You said something about creeps. And then he went, am I out of your life? I forget what
it was. Oh, yeah. Someone was like, hopefully I don't make it on here. Or like something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And then and then Andrew goes, well, thanks. Do you mean because you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Why are you giving yourself away? We see you. Hey, creeps. We see you. We all talk. We screenshot. It's time. It's the reckoning, motherfucker.
What is worse?
I'm going to be out of comedy.
What is worse?
It's like a male-dominated industry. I'm like, I'm going to call you all out.
What's worse, child murderers or women on these secret lists finding about the creeps and then outing these secret societies to men?
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In other words, taking the safe spaces away from women as a woman.
I'll give you 5 belt lashes. if you're a snaky bitch, I out you too.
Oh, man. Well, are you guys following?
I better not hide. I better not have some shit that I'm hiding in the closet. Right.
It just hit me. Let's not put up the show.
Yeah, but you just funny that the file's fucked up.
And this Ray. Well, let's just talk between us.
Sure. Sorry to drag you into my vendetta, Hemda, but.
All right. And your work this week has been good.
Oh,
what's up,
Angry?